isikhathi sendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Wathi enhle ntathele lithuba lokubonga uJonga Kandemiri ngokusinika indaba ngolwimi lwesiShona. Olamukela ngenjabulo enkulu kustudio 7 ngolesine mhla ka 29 ngobakazi 2023 ngupraxitus Jeremiah. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje,
ujaji uMnamato Mtebetsi lo kade ekhanyele icala lokubulalwa komntwana uTapiwa Makore sethole uTafadzwa Shamba loTapiwa Makore senior belocala elokubulala uTapiwa Makore, ngalokho kumele bavalelwe ejele okuminyaka eminingi.
Batholakale belecala ababikwa babulala umntwana oleminyaka eyisikhombisa uTapiwa Makore wabulawa ngomnyaka 2020 abathi uTafadzwa Shamba loTapiwa Makore.
So sethu sindlela esizukuthi kulama media cases amaningi kanje kwele Botswana. Lizwe leli Botswana silazi kulizwe lilo ukuthula, but ukuthi sizothiwa sokubulawa abantu abangu 143 nje 6 months ukethusa ukhomba ukuba kukhona iproblem ekhona lapha. There could be a social problem taking place.
Amapolisa kwele Botswana ahlaba umkhulu umkhosi ngokuqonga kwenani labantu ababulawa amahlayana elizweni. Akuthi-ke abakumsebenzi wokulibazisa uZulu abagoqela abaculi, imbongi labanye abasesabelweni seMatabeleland North bakhala ngokuswela uxhaso kuhulumende lakwinhlanganiso ezizimeleyo. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulo msakazo. Batholakale belecala ababikwa babulala umntwana oleminyaka eyisikhombisa uTapiwa Makore obulawa ngomnyaka ka-2020. Laba ngabathi uTafadzwa Shamba loTapiwa Makore uyisomdala walomntwana. Ababili laba sebezamelela ukugwetshwa mhla ka-12 Ntulikazi. Umlondolozi Ndlovu usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
UMahluli uMnamato Mtebetsi womthethwandaba oya eCourt eHarare uphe isinqumo sakhe kudaba lolu. Wathatha amahola amahlanu kusukela ngo-10 AM ekuseni usiyafika ngo-3 PM emini ebalisa ububi obenziwa ngababili laba. UMtebetsi uthe isenzo esenziwa ngababili laba sitshengisa ukuba balolunya, kungakho ubafumele belecala.
So we then meet on Monday, the 10th of July at 10 o'clock. And sentence will be on Wednesday, the 12th of July.
Sizahlangana ngomvulo mhla ka 10 Ntulikazi, kodwa esigwebeni zabapha ngolwesithathu mhla ka 12 Ntulikazi.
Ukubulawa kukaTapiwa okwethusa abanengi elizweni lonke kwenzakala endaweni yaseMurewa ngomnyaka ka-2020. Isidumbu sakhe satholakala sihlinziwe okwakuveza ukuthi wayelinyazwe kakubi. Ekutheniseni kwecala leli, abahluleli bathole ukuba kulobufakazi obusegcikeni ukuba uTafadzwa Shamba oyayisebenzi kaTapiwa Makore wadala icala ndawonye loTapiwa Makore uyizomdala walomntwana. Lokhu babikwa bakwenza ngenhloso yokudinga umuthi wokwenza imali ngokuhlanganisa lezitho zomzimba zalomntwana. UShamba wavuma icala lakhe ngesikhathi ebuzisiswa ngodaba lolu esanda kubotshwa. UMahluli uthe icala eladalwa ngababili laba likhulu kakhulu esithi babangela ubuhlungu obukhulu kubazali balomntwana. Esinye isakamuzi seHarare uMnumzana Matthias Dliwayo uthi ulethemba lokuba umthethwandaba uza kwethula isigwebo esilukhuni lokujezisa kanzima ababili laba.
Ujaji uMnamato Mtebetsi lo kade ekhanyele icala lokubulalwa komntwana uTapiwa Makore sethole uTafadzwa Shamba loTapiwa Makore senior belocala elokubulala uTapiwa Makore, ngalokho kumele bavalelwe ejele okuminyaka eminingi ngenxa yezinto abazenzayo lezi.
Ukuphawula kwesinqumo lesi kwenziwe phambi komsakazo kamabona kude oZBC TV loba ilive streaming idaleli sithi udaba lolu kufuzele ube isifundo kuZulu. Okolunye udaba idaleli High Court lidlulisele phambili kumhlaka 7 Ntulikazi udaba lomunye umsekeli weZANPF umnumzana Lovedale Mangwana ocele ukuba umthethandaba wenqabele umnumzana Xavier Kasukwere ukuba ancintise kukhetho lokudinga umongameli welizwe. Isikhulumeli sikaKasukwere unkosikazi Jackie Sandi uthi ulendelo bayini esithi uzancinisa kukhetho.
Kusobala ukuthi khona khona uLovedale Mangwana lo kamanga yedwa ekuletheni indaba lakhe emthethwandaba waseHigh Court, ngoba kuyakhanya sibili ukuthi umuntu lo uthunywe nguEmerson Mnangagwa. Lokhu ke kwenza kube sobala ukuthi Emerson Mnangagwa uyesaba kakhulu ukuza kukaPresident Xavier Kasukwere emncintisaneni wokukhetha umongameli welizwe. Ungasenani thina siqhubekela phambili ngokukhuthaza uningi lweZimbabwe ukuthi lume ngemuva kukaPresident Xavier Kasukwere lilindele njalo ukuza kwakhe.
Isicelo lesi siza ngesikhathi uKasukwere ekhangelelwe ukuba uzaphazamisa amathuba ebandla leZANPF ukunqoba, ikakhulu esabelweni seMashonaland and Central lapho adabuka khona. Ibandla leZANPF kumbiko ekhitshwe kumaviki asanda kwedlula lithi ngalilani lokungena kukaKasukwere wezombusazwe. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngimlondolozi Ndlovu.
Amapolisa kweleBotswana ahlaba omkhulu umkhosi ngokuqonga kwenani labantu ababulawa amahlayana elizweni lelo. Ezinye izizalwane zeZimbabwe eziphakathi kwalabo abalahlekelwe umphefumulo, kukanti ke abanye ngabadala amacala. Ngenhlathelo zendaba yeStudio 7, uMqandisi Dube usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Isikhulumisa amapolisa kweleBotswana unkosikazi Selina Umphile uthi bakhathazekile ngokuqonga kwenani labantu ababulawa mahlayana. Lokhe kwasungula umnyaka sekubulewe abantu abangaba likhulu lamachumi amane lantathu, i-143, okutsho ukuthi kubulawa phose umuntu oyedwa ngelanga. Lokhu sekuchiye amapolisa ayithithibele sithi kakwazi ukuthi abantu sebengenwe yini elizweni elaziwa ngokuthi lilokuthula. AbeZimbabwe labo baphakathi kwalabo abalahlekelwa imphefumulo, kugoqela omunye wabulawa kabuhlungu ejele kanye lomunye osanda kudutshulwa ngempela viki. Ngempela viki kubotshwe njalo omunye oweZimbabwe edolobheni lePhalaphe kulandela ukuthi ayetheswe icala lokugwaza abulala isizalwane seBotswana. Amapolisa athi kuzehlakalo zempela viki ubulawa abantu abane, okugoqela umtshayeli weloli odabuka eZimbabwe yena odutshulwe isikliwi ngesikhathi zimthathela imali lenye impahla. Elandisa ngesehlalo lesi omele amapolisa umnumzana Khodla Itsile Odira uthi oweZimbabwe kade esendleleni etshayela esiya eTanzania.
Motlhaseleng yorra ga nna le gore go nne le o latlhegelwang ke botshelo.
Ukusehlakalo lesi kube khona olahlekelwe impilo ongumtshayeli weloli akade laye ulimele abakade bebahlasela sebesebenzisa umbhobho olahlekelwe impilo ngodabuka eZimbabwe.
Omunye osebenza njengomtshayeli wamaloli umnumzana Ntokozo Thebe uthi lokhu kuyaba yethusa.
Kakusekho safe khona ukuthi siphumule. So kusiya ngokuthi uhamba uphumule endaweni enjani, ikakhulu especially njengathi esiqhuba inqola ezinkulu. So ufuna ukuthi ungaphuma lapho uhamba usithi uyaphumula khona kube nenkambi yamapholisa around khonapho. Manje akubi lula akukangaki futhi ukuthi uthole kusiba nenkambi yamapholisa lapho esiphumula khona.
Uthi owenza kube nzima ukuthi abagangileyo bayakwazi ukuthi abachayeli bamaloli bathole imali, kodwa ukuthi kufike ekubulaweni komuntu sokuze kwenze besabe.
Amadoda lawa bayazi ukuthi abantu abaqhuba imali inqola ezinkulu, most of them babe bethwele izimali like ezama-toll gate and whatsoever ezokucross amabridge emabhodi ukubhadala ukudeclare izinto. Bayakwazi ukuthi ngabe kubambile kukhona abangakuthola ofuichi kuze ufike esigabeni sokubulala umuntu. Ayi thina abachayeli kithi songani sokuza siqhuqisa bese siba safe kakhulu xa silapha eBotswana, kodwa ke sohambe kwaphunyuka esandleni.
Isizalwane seZimbabwe esihlala eHabromnumzana Dumezweni Ncube uthi ukubulawa mahlana kwabantu kukhomba ukuthi kulodubo emphakathini okumele lulungiswe.
So kusethusa indlela esiza ukuthi kulama media cases amaningi kanje kwele Botswana. Ilizwe leli Botswana silazi kulizwe leli lokuthula, but ukuthi sizothiwa sokubulawa abantu abangu-143 nje 6 months ukethusa kukhomba ukuba kukhona iproblem ekhona lapha. There could be a social problem taking place.
Amacala amaningi okubulala ayenzeka ngesikhathi sengxabano kakhulu kwabathandanayo, ukulwa emabhawa kanye lokuthatha imphefumulo ngesikhathi izikliwe zingene endlini. Amapholisa athi asenenzelela ukuthi amacala okubulala amaningi adalwa ukwehluleka ukuzwisisana ngesikhathi kulokuphikisana. Baxwayise uZulu ukuthi angahambe ethwele isikhali eziyingozi ezifana lenqamu, njalo abantu bazitshayeze umkhuba wokuphuma kumpikiswano engagcina idala ukulahleka komphefumulo. Ngingumqondisi Dube oyindaba zeStudio 7 ngiSabron kwele Botswana.
Aba kumsebenzi wokulibazisa uZulu abagoqela abaculi imbongi labanye abasisabelweni seMathabeleland North bakhala ngokuswela uxhaso kuhulumende lakwezinye inhlanganiso ezizimeleyo ukuze benelise ukuthuthuka kolumsebenzi bathole inzuzo yokuziphilisa ngasikathi sinye befeza isifiso sokuthokozisa uZulu lokulondoloza amasiko. Kubika uNokuthabahla mini eseVictoria Falls.
Lokhu kuphume emhlanganweni wemfundiso oqoqwe ngabenhlanganiso yezamalungelo abaculi eZimbabwe Music Rights Association Zimura obuthanise abakulumsebenzi wokuzithokozisa eChinotimbawole Victoria Falls. Umculi uRobert Dube oyimbongi ezalwa eLupane yena ukhala kakhulu ngokusweleka kwamathuba okuthuthukisa abakulumsebenzi esithi lokhu kudala ukuba amasiko oluntu lwalesisabelo aqhubeke elahleka ngoba kungela ngitsho lamahofisi kule indawo abanga khala khona.
Abantu abasekhaya izipho balazo kodwa abancindezelwe, kungabe kuseBoreng ngabe ngabe abalazo indawo zokuthi bayekhangisa imisebenzi yabo ukuze ikhule iqame bathole ukuthi ukudla etafuleni ngayo. Okunye futhi okukhona ukuthi amahofisi awezimura akhatshana kakhulu akobulawayo. I-National Arts Council nxa isenza kumbe i-workshop ngeyani bakobulawayo, izimura labo bakobulawayo. So silokho thina sicwaswa ngokuhlala okuthiwa ngolimi lwemzini i-marginalization. Akukabi le nto elapha eseduze nathi esiyibona eseduze nathi.
Umculi wembube waseVictoria Falls uSibangelizwe Sibanda, umholi weqembi elizibiza ngokuthi Buntu Bomuntu, ukhala ngokuthi abaculi abaningi balesisabelo bayachiwa phandle emincintiswaneni njalo nxa kule micimbi emikhulu edolobheni leli kabamenywa.
Asifuni justice naye ukuthi bulawayo ayiyize ndleza ama-affairsayo harari la izenzela ama-affairsayo sizenzele awethu amafezazo ngoba like as it is here in Victoria Falls kule cultural diversity engeke ifanane le Harare le Bulawayo. We have all our tribes here, we have all our artists here akwanisa ukwenza what engeke kukhitshwe i Harare kumbe iBulawayo.
Lokhu kusekelwe nguThokozani Dube odabuka emangweni waseNswazi ongumholi weqembu lemkhankaso wamajaha. Yena uthi ukubandlululwa kwabaculi balesisabelo kusezingeni laphezulu.
Asikhangelwa, sikhangelelwa phansi. Uzananzelela ukuthi abanye siyaperforma, siperforma into efananayo. Mhlawumbe ubedlule wena ngeseniority, but uzathola ukuthi ngenxa yomhlobo abanye baphiwa imali nge-US linelwese siyaphiwa nge-RTGS. So izinto ezihluphayo zona lezo kakhulu kakhulu. Nxa kusiba la ma-national events asithathwa, kubuya amabhendi from Harare, kubuya abantu from Bulawayo. Imagine umuntu ongangami siyahlabela kufaka ingcebethu phambili lapha kuyayangisa. Ngihlabelele ukuthi sengiyibheka, kodwa mna ngiyakwazi ukuthi ngile production yami very rich. Very rich. Mina ngiyakwazi into ngiyakukholwa lokhu, into engiyenza i-very rich.
Unkosikazi Nokukhanya Moyo wohlangothi lukahulumende olwe-National Arts of Zimbabwe uthi isabelo lesi sinothile kakhulu ngaba kumsebenzi wokujabulisa uZulu abagoqela abaculi, inguqu, imbongi labanye.
Ukuba khona kwabo bafuna usekelo lwethu. And they need ukuthi siba assist in various places in different in their spaces abalawo. Into e challenge kibo ye funding at the current moment. E funding, but we've got ama partners with like a culture fund, they offer e-funding. And bona as artists, they can help each other to uplift themselves.
Umnumzana Henry Makombe wenhlanganiso yezimura uthi bananzelele ukuthi abakulomsebenzi kabawazi umthetho obasekelayo lamalungelo abo, ngakho ke bakubone kufanele ukuqhutshwa komhlangano wemfundiso kulumango.
The reason why we are here is we want to empower abantu creator music ama police ama DJ ama radio station angkona kuti they should understand the rights that are involved in the exploitation of the artistic works.
Abezimura bathi uhlelo lwabo lolukalupheleli emathebelele North kuphela, kodwa bahlose ukuthi baluse ezigabeni zonke zelizwe kusiyafika ekupheleni kwawona lo umnyaka. Umhlangano wanamhlanje ubuthanise abakumsebenzi wokujabulisa uZulu abavela eLupane, eBinga Wange lezinye indawo eziseduzane leVictoria Falls emangweni weMathebelele North. Iningi labangenela umhlangano bakhuthaze abezimura abenhlanganiso ezizimeleyo, osomabhizimusi abasebenzela kulindawo lohulumende ukuba basondele eduze labo basebenze ndawonye ukuthuthukisa lumango. Ekugqitshweni kwalomhlangano wemfundiso, abakulumsebenzi abakade bekhona baphiwe izithupha zokuqeqesha ngokwazi imithetho esekela imisebenzi yabo. Ngimele umsakazo weStudio 7 ngiseVictoria Falls, nginguNokuthaba Dlamini.
Kwezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane embikweni akhe awethulele uZulu edolobheni leChicago esabelweni se-Iliano khonapha eMelika izolo. Umongameli Joe Biden uthe izibopho zikahulumende wakhe zokuthuthukisa umnotho sezincede kakhulu ukuvimba ukuwa kwesilinganiso sesisindo semali yelizwe kanye lokwehlisa inani labangelamsebenzi. Iningi lezihambi zaseMelika zikhala ukubhekana lobunzima bokuphuza ukusukuma kwendizamthina kumbe ukuselwa uhambo ezilindweni eziningi zendizamthina elizweni lonke. Lokhu kwenzakala ngesikhathi abantu abaningi bethethe insuku sokungayi emsebenzini bebambanisa losuku lwekhefu olokuthakazelela inkululeko yele Melika elikamhla ka-4 Ntulikazi kumbe 4th of July. Asekankasela ngamandla ukhetho oluzayo amabandla wonke ezombusazwe eZimbabwe ngesikhathi kulungiselelwa ukhetho olukhulu oluzaqhutshwa ngoNcwabakazi lonyaka. Amabandla amakhulu aphakathi kokhetho lolu ngeleZANU PF lele Citizens Coalition Coalition for Change elikhokhelwa ngumnumzana Nelson Chambisa wonake athembisa abantu izulu lomhlaba. ELZANU PF liziqhenya ngohlelo lokuvuselela eminye imigwaqo ezokulima lokuphandela ukudla abaswelayo lokunye. Lithi lizakwenza okuningi lingabiselwa embusweni ngoNcwabakazi. Kodwa elesisisi lona lithi sesifikile isikhathi sokuthi kulungiswe umnotho welizwe omanikiniki lokunye. Ukuze sihlaziye udaba lolu, uGibbs Dube weStudio 7 uxoxele uNkosazana Nonhlanhla Mlotshwa owebandla le-CCC lomnumzana Khuda Msaka owebandla leZANU PF.
Abantu masikhankasa sibabonisa isimo esiphila kuso esibuhlungu kakhulu kulelizwe leZimbabwe. Sibatshela lokuthi nxa ngabe ubaba u-advocate Nelson Chamisa engenile kuningi okuzatshintsha. I-health yethu kuyi-health system yethu ayisebenzi kahle. Infrastructure zonke zifile ma kungavuselelwa. Kube le mitshina ngezibhedlela thina ekakhulu esihlala emakhaya. Uzafica ukuthi mzukwane ugula kumele utransfere usiwe esibhedlela sakobulawa central izihlobo zakho zikhatshana. Nxa ngabe izibhedlela zingaba better equipped, izikolo zingaba better equipped, konke nje kuhambe kuhle baba. Ngibone ngani ukungena kwamnumzana ubaba uThomisa kungenza kube ngcono le migwaqo. Siyayibona ukuthi file abantu bayahlupheka, amagesi yinto ekhatshana. Kuningi nje okungalunganga kuleli lizwe ukuthi nxaubaba uThomisa engangena kungalungiseka. Yikho sikutshela abantu baba.
Ye baba Msaka, uyezwa lapho uyakhuluma umama uthi hayi ibandla leZANU PF kukhanya zane lidonsi kahle. So bakhuluma ngikhona ukuthi livele sokumele ngani liyasuswa embusweni la?
Ngalisizwa kahle. Bifuna ngikhulume ukuthi thina sibatshelani abantu ku-ground, akitsho?
Ye, kunjalo sibili. Umzwile la umama ekhuluma. Ye, qhubeka ba.
Ye, siyabonga. Thina abantu esibatshela khona ku-ground njengezane siyethu, sibatshela nje into ezintathu. Okuqala, sibatshela ukuthi ilizwe lakhiwa ngabanikazi balo. Okwesibili, sibatshela ukuthi liphinde livuthwe ngabanikazi balo. Okwesithathu, sibatshele njalo ukuthi liphinde likhulekelwe ngabanikazi balo. Ngakhonokho sibatshela nje ukuthi ilizwe aliyakhwa ngomnyaka munye. Ilizwe liyakhiwa ngesikhathi ngesikhathi liyathatha isikhathi. Sibatshengisa intuthuko emnandi esenziwe ngobaba uMnangagwa ngesikhathi esifitshane asesingenile. Sibatshela ngemigwaqo emihle eyenziwayo ngobaba uMnangagwa. Lapho ohamba khona imigwaqo iyakhiwa. Weda kuma-highway siyakubona kwenzakala. Emakhaya iyagreda imigwaqo njalo enye ifakwa amatara. Sibatshela njalo ngamagetsi ayisitesiwani esesilawo lapha elizweni. Sibatshela ngobuhle be-rural electrification. Sibatshela ngobuhle bamagetsi esesilawo lapha elizweni kokuthi akusela load shedding. Sibatshele njalo nge-agriculture esithuthukile lapha sesikhangela khona njengelizwe ukuthi asisathengi kwamanye amazwe. Konke sikudlayo sesikulima lapha. Sigcizile lesikho lapho sibatshele ngepumvuta leyo eyalethwa ngumkhokheli owelizwe encedisayo kakhulu emakhaya. Kuningi siphinde sibatshele ngemthuthuko eyenzayo kumamayinzi. Sibatshele ngalokhu ubaba uMnangagwa akwenzayo emadamini kuyakha amadamu. Sibatshele ngezibhorane ubaba uMnangagwa azifakela khona abantu ukubana bibe namanzi. Kuningi kakhulu esibatshela khona isikhathi sesihluphayo.
Ye, siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke Mamlojo. Nangu-ke uyakhuluma umsaka lapho uthi kuningi abatshela abantu okunye kwangikhona imigwaqo lokunye okuthize. Kambe babatshela iqiniso yini kumbe lapha-ke basethwa bantu?
Angazi ukuthi imigwaqo yakhona ingabe isakhiwa ngathi kakuduke. Mina umgwaqo engiwuhambayo njengomuntu ovukela ematobho, ngihamba ngoma-topos road, angaze ngawubona. Ngisike lapho ngithatha imigwaqo esenjezethu, ngisiya ePlumtree umuki njalo. Ngisike lapho mzukwana ngicabanga ngegwanda nxa ngisuka kithi ematobho ngingena igwanda road kubi njalo. So i-development le abayikhulumayo asikayiboni. Kunjalo nje ngingumuntu ophathekayo kwezokulima. I-GMB sikusela ngingahambisa i-wheat yami ngo-December ngingatholi imbadalo yakhona. Kuthi kunjalo baba, sinezihlobo ezigulayo sezibhedlela. Sikhuluma nje masithi izibhedlela zifile asophupho. Yinto esiyibona nsuku zonke, abantu bahluphekile ezibhedlela lapha. Kunjalo nje nilabantwana abafunda isikolo baba uGibbs. Kuningi okufuneka ezikolo, okufuneka kumzali. Kunjalo nje imali yakhona ngingelayo. Sikhipha amabhuku, sithenga ama-textbook. Thina sathi sifunda ngezikhathi zethu, sasifunda ama-textbook lokho edabukile kodwa ekhona. Khathesi awasekho, kutshintsha ama-curriculum, kutshintsha lokhu. Sibona nje kutshintshile. So lokho kukhulunywa ngakho i-development ekelo baba uMnangagwa. Thina kusho ukuthi ngabe sithi i-mantra yabo ithi leaving no one behind. Clearly thina njengemathebelelo nguwa marginalized, wa left behind. Sithi sinjalo nje amadamu lawa abakhuluma ngawo, hanti ngako obulawayo akula kushota kwamanzi. Nxa kuyikuthi amadamu uhulumende uyawakha njengoba sitsho. Sithi sinjalo nje emakhaya, nxa ngabe amadamu ekhona antsho kube sesile ndawo zokuthi amanzi adonsele emizini abantu kungela sidingo sesibhorane.
Ye, siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke Mzanga. Uyaziwa lapha-ke umama uyakhuluma sibili ukuthi ababoni khona ukuthi libatshela khona kungaba kule qiniso. Kambe libatshela iqiniso abantu yini nxa singabuza kumbuzo lo?
Ngiyamangala kakhulu baba Dube. Angazi ukuthi umama uphila kuliphilise kumbe umama uphisa ukuthi engavulamise ebone ubuhle obenza ngubaba uMnangagwa. Ukhuluma ngemigwaqo. Okokuqala yikuthi akula lapha ingaze ngene ichamisa lapha ayeyakha khona imigwaqo yonke kanye kanye. Imigwaqo iyakhwa ichiyana. Ukhuluma nje lapho ohamba khona i-TTF ibhizi emakhaya ngale iyakha imigwaqo. Kathesi ungakhangela i-Bed Bridge isiya elokhuzeni eHarare, umgwaqo uyabukeka sibili. Kwefolosi iyalingisa miningi imigwaqo engayiso. Yina le ayitsho yahamba kiyo, kungayenzakala ukuthi nayo ayekathintwa, kodwa konke amaprovinsi yabanjwa.
Unkosazana Nonhlanhlamu Lotshwa owebandla le-CCC lomnumzana Khula Mtsaka owebandla le-ZANU PF bexoxa loGibbs Dube weStudio 7. Uphuma imbono ehlukileyo ngodaba lomthetho ofimba ukusetshenziswa kwempahla esetshenziswa kwezocansi ngemva kokuba abanye abesifazana baseZimbabwe bekweze udaba lwabo emthethwandaba bephikisa umthetho owalisa ukusetshenziswa kwama-sex toys. Umthetho weZimbabwe uthi limpahla yezocansi ingamanyala njalo iyingozi ezimisweni zokuphatheka emphatheni. Zokuziphatha emphakathini. UMavis Gama usethulela lolu daba.
Lokho kuza ngemva kokuba unkosazana Sithabile Dewa ekweze emthethwandaba lolu daba ephikisa ingxenye yalomthetho esithi usumdala njalo ungoncindezelayo lokwephula ilungelo lenkululeko yakhe. Wasa amaphepha akhe emthethwandaba ngenyanga kaMbimbitho walonyaka emangalela uhulumende weZimbabwe efuna ukuba ezinye ingxenye zomthetho lo zesulwe. Usithabile utshelela umsakazo ukuba akasafuni ukuthathwa amazwi ngalolu daba ngoba eseqondise amandla akhe kwezokuqhutshwa kokhetho olukhona mhla ka-23 Ncwabakazi lonyaka lanxa enguye owalukhweza emthethwandaba lolu daba. Eyinye inkokheli enhlanganisweni ezilwela ilungelo labesifazane ithi lanxa bengafisa ukukhuluma phezu kwalolu daba ngeke bakwenze okusegcekeni ngoba besesaba ukujeziswa ngendlela ezijiyeneyo. Umqondisi wenhlanganiso ekhankasela ukufundiswa kukaZulu ngesisekelo sombuso ye#thisconstitution unkosikazi Abigail Mupambi uthi uvumelana lohulumende ukungavumeli ukungeniswa loba ukusetshenziswa kwale impahla yocansi.
Ngibona ngathi iban yona leyo ngiyayisekela sibili ngoba kuyinto eyangisayo esintwini sethu njengabantu abamnyama. Asikwazi lokho, asikaze sikuzwe. Sibona ngathi lokho kuyabe kusiyeyisa njengabantu besintwini.
Uqhubeke umpambi ethi kuyinto eyangisayo esintwini njalo engelasithunzi ukukhuluma ngale mpahla.
Ngakho mina ngiyasekela ukuthi leyo nto ingavunyelwa. Lokho kuthiwa ngama-toys. Uhlukubone sibili ukuthi hayi kuyifiction, angikholwa ukuthi kukhona esintwini. Singabantu abamnyama silakho esikukholwayo. Okunye lokhu imbona ngathi hayi bakithi kuyabe sokudlulisa amalawulo.
Udokotela Ruth Labote upha umbono wakhe nxa kukhangela ehlangothini lwezempilakahle.
Mina into ethiwa yi-sex toy anzake ngiyibone futhi ngisesikolo ngifundela ubudokotela, asizange sifundise ngama-sex toy.
Uchaze lolu daba njengolufana lezinye nje indaba azizwayo ukuba zenziwa ngabantu. UDr Labode,
into engazake ingene engqondeni yami because I think ukufanana le week umuntu ogqoka iweek okhetha ugqoka iweek kumbe ofuna ukwenza whatever laba abafaka intolwane ngaphansi konke lokhu for me it's the same.
Kodwa umsunguli wenhlanganiso ephatheke kumikhankaso yokufundisa uZulu ngempilakahle yengqondo ye-The Peace Hub Zimbabwe unkosazana Irene Peace Wongwe yena oyi-social worker uthi kuyikubandlulula ukusebenzisa ingxenye yomthetho kungakhangelwanga wonke ukuthi uthini. Unkosazana Wongwe uthi usetshenziswa ngendlela ebandlululayo lomthetho njengoba kungekho okwenziwa kulabo abenza ucansi egcekeni kodwa usetshenziswe ebantwini abasebenzisa limpahla ensitha okuthiwa kayivunyelwa.
So we come to Zimbabwe, we've got a lot of people. Today you are given a lot of attention in the name of socializing influencers.
Sinabantu abaningi lapha eZimbabwe abanikezwa ukunakwa okuningi egameni lokubazisa abantu. Abanye babo baze bathole imisebenzi yokukhankasela impahla kumankampani ahlelisekayo. Kodwa uma ungena emakhasini abo kuFacebook, Instagram nakuTwitter ezinkundleni zokuzibazisa, laba bantu balokuthile esingakubheka njengokungahloniphekiyo okungamanyala kakhulu ngoba abanye babo baze babonakale benqunu, abanye babo besenza ucansi phambi kwamabonakude.
Ingxenye yomthetho waseZimbabwe wokulawula kwezokuzijabulisa yenza ukungeniswa noma ukuphathwa kwempahla yezocansi kube ngokungekho emthethweni.
Live talk namhlanje kuhlelo asihluzene bomama sikhangela udaba solugwezo emthethandaba lokuphikisa isinqumo sikahulumende sokuvimba ukuthenga lokuthengiswa kwempahla esetshenziswa kwezocansi ama-sex toys ngabesifazane. Silugqiba-ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje. Olivalelisayo uPraxedes Jeremiah.